Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our previous year. We saw the Yesod HaDvarim, that when it comes to bia between a man and a woman, that's a maisa meshutif of hana, nefer the both chayv, whereas when it comes to mishkav zachar, there is a separate isser on the nishkav and the shechev. It's not considered that they're together. It's the chisaron and the shein bia. It's not considered a proper bia like a man and a woman, and therefore you need a separate lima from the nishkav, from the passive party, in addition to the Sheikhev. And we saw how that works out in various sugyas, how this Yisod is explains various things. And we'll continue. This is the sixth shir on the topic of Mishkav Zachor, Mishkav Behema. In Yerushalmi and Sanhedrin, Perek Zayin Halacha Zayin, the Gemara asks, like we were speaking about in the previous year, why do you need an Azhara, the Nishkav Zachar, and you don't need an Azhara for the Isha? How does this work? You have an Azhara for the Nishkav Zachar, but you don't have an Azhara for the Isha. A woman, we understand automatically, is also in our eyes, even though the Pasuk is referring to the man. Whereas Nishkav Zachar, there you need a special limud. What's the difference? We spoke about this in the previous year. So the Yerushalmi asked this kasha. So the Yerushalmi says, by all arise, it says She'er Basar. Ishi shall call She'er Basar le Sikrovo. So it says the Lashon of She'er Basar, which implies the Sheichev and the Nishkav. But by Zachar, it doesn't say Sheer Basar, so we have no lima for the Nishkav. Frak the Gemara, what about Nida? By Nida doesn't say Sheer Basar, how do we know Nida's a sewer? It's also inside the woman, not only inside the man. And the Gemara answers because it says Kreva, Kreva. Kamisha Kulam Khan, Kulam Khan. That it says by I'll call Sheer Basar like Sikravu. And it says by Nida, Vali Isha Benidas Tumasa like Sikrav. So you learn Kreva Kreva. Whatever it says by this, it says by that. So the Chaira, we're dealing here with Xerish Shava. And that's why the Nishkav is also by Nida, because we have Xerish Shava. And that's Pshat, that it's Xerish Shava. And that's where you learn Nida from, Kreva Kreva, and that's going to be not like Rashi and Krisus that we saw. That he says, the woman you know on your own, she's also nenes from the Shechiv. Meaning it's a Maisa Meshutaf of Hana, and therefore she's Chayav. It's not also Rishon. So we don't want to explain the Yerushalmi not like Rashi. So the Havamin of the Yerushalmi is that She'er Basar means Sheretz V'Kirva Oseretz Kirvetz Bia Zemzeh. What does Sheer Basar mean? Sheer Basar means that there's this closeness of Bia. And since the Shem Bia is Aydei Shituf Tarvayuhu, since the Shem Bia is the two of them together, therefore you don't need a Pasuk for the Nishkav. Because it's Pashut. You know it on your own. That's what it means when it says in the Gemara. Sheer Basar, it's because there's this your relative, and that assers the kirva between them. Since you're a sheer basar, you're now allowed to have a kirva's bia zeim zeh. And what's the kirva's bia? It's a shituf. It's the two people together. That's what creates the bia. And therefore, ein sarach kol a nishkav. You don't need a pasuk for the nishkav. Why don't you need a pasuk for the nishkav? Because it's pashut. You're now allowed to have kirvas bia between them. And what's kirvas bia between these relatives? Two of them together. So the issue is on the woman just like the man. So you don't need a pasuk for nishkav. That's what you learn from Sheer Basar and Kriva. But when it comes to a zachar, the shiny zachar, she iser maisib almahu. It's not an iser, it's not a shituf between the two of them. It's an Isser Maisa on each of them individually. And the Isser is not what's between them, but each of them doing their individual act. And therefore need a Pasuk for the Nishkav. That's exactly like we learn in Rashi and Tosfos in the previous Shiurim. That there's a Chisaron in the Shem Bia when it comes to Zachar. It's not a proper Bia. Bia is a man and a woman together. And this is not considered together. It's considered each of them individually. It's not an act. It's not an act of union like by a man and a woman. It's an unnatural act. And it's considered the two of them are just doing a Maisa Isser independently. Shechev and the Nishkav. Therefore you need a separate limud for the Nishkav. Whereas if you have an Isser on the Shechev, it wouldn't be Usser if it wouldn't be Usser. It wouldn't be an Isser on the Nishkav. Mainly, you know the Nishkav from the Sheikhev. Yeah. So that's Zachar. And therefore you need a Pasuk for the Nishkav. And so that's when you get to, that's the beginning of the Yerushalmi, that it says She'er Basar. It says She'er Basar by Arias, and here it doesn't say She'er Basar. So what does that mean? What that means is that when it comes to Arayus, there has to be you have to be relatives that Asir is Kirvas Bia. And the Kirvas Bia is again Adei Sheet of Tarvayu, they're both together in it. Hashem came when it comes to a Zachar, there's no Isser Kirva of She'er Basar. It's a Maisa Ba'alma, and therefore you need a it's just a mice that we ask for each of them. And therefore, we need a special pasuk. For the Nishkav by Zachar. My pashpashat in the Gemara is, we would say, is that if it's written blood relatives, the blood relative implies male and female. That's She'er Basar. But it doesn't say that by Zachar, so therefore, we need a special limud for Nishkav. Now we're saying pshat is that we ask for She'er Basar, we ask for relatives to have kirva together. And by Zachar, it's not together. We don't ask for these two people who are related to be together because by Zachar, they're b'chalam not together. It's not considered a man with it. It's considered each person individually. So there's no Isser of Kirva, of She'er Basar. And then the Gemara asks, say there, what about Nida? Because Nida, the Salka Daitach is, She'enu Isser Shel Zeh B'Zeh. He's not midin she'erus. She'erus is a din of relatives. The relatives aren't allowed to have this common act together of shituf hanav of bia. But nida, you don't think they're together because they're not relatives. So you don't ask her this shituf. We only ask her the shituf, the kirva, when they're relatives. But here they're not relatives. Rather, it's an isser to do this maisa bia with the nida. So how do you know it's also for her as well? And on that, the Gemara answers, no, it says kriva. Meaning, here the shame bia is what's aser. By again, by two men, there's no shame bia. But by man and woman, there's a shame bia, and that's punkt the teretz of the Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi is saying that here, there's a shame bia. By a woman, there's a shame bia, and a male, it's aser by anita. You don't need a special pasuk to tell you about the Mishkav. Only by two men. Two men and by a man and an animal, there you need a special pasuk. You need a special limud. Now, like we saw in the previous shiur, that you need a ribui for ha'isr ha'arua by a behema, because you can't learn it for man and woman, because ain't derech bia b'kach. That was what we saw in Yevam Mislim Dalet on the base. So that's not considered derech bia. Man with an animal and man with a man is not considered derech bia. And therefore, you need an asara for the nishkav by a man as well. And you can't learn from woman. When it's a man and a woman, that's a maisa meshutav. So if it's asar on the man, mamela, it's going to be asar on the woman. And that's what the Yerushalmi concludes. Kamisha kulam kan b'kulam kan. So the Pnei Moshe says that it's gzera shava. So it's like by a need that also says she'erus. It's also asaring and not, it's not gender specific. It's asked from both a man and a woman, because we have gzera shava of kriva kriva from relatives to nida. So that's the way the achronim learn the Moshe carbon eida. So according to that, the enu mavur ma kefil b'divrei Yerushalmi. What does it mean? Mishkulakan. It says it twice. Because according to B'nai Moshe, it comes out that what's written by Nida is written by Arayis. We only need that what's written by Arayis is written by Nida. What do you need that what's written by Nida is written by Arayis? We just want to get from Arayis to Nida that it's also on the woman as well. What do you have to get from Nida back to Arayis? So based on what we said, what it means is shekamisha kulam kan. In other words, shneim yeshnam kan b'maisa boa. For kulam dainu shteim yeshnam b'maisa anevelis. What does it mean shekulam kan? It means they're both here in the maisa boel, and they're both here in the maisa anevelis, which means that when it comes to neither, when it comes to a man and a woman, they're doing a maisa meshutif. And therefore, it can only be okay. The man can only be chayv if there's a woman. We'll go with chayv as a man. It's not saying we go from Nida to Arayis and Arayis to Nida. We go. It goes both ways. We don't need it to go both ways. If the Pnei Moshe is right, we only need to go from Arayis to Nida to show that there's an Isser on the woman as well. But no, Mishkulam Kam Kulam Kan, that they're both here in the Maisa Haboyel and they're both here in the Maisa Nevelis, because that's the Gather Isser Gam Nida L'Siba Kriva. And therefore, the Nishkevis is included in the Ribui L'Chiyuv, because she's included in the Maisa, just like by Arayis, by relatives, she's included in the Maisa, she's included in the Maisa. And we can say that this Inyan that we see in the Isser of Nida, that we explain by Nida, is the Nida of Taisis and Yavamis, famous Taisis, they based on Amar Aleph. It's famous because in Yeshivas they learn Yavamis, Biyun. And they start at the beginning, and Kederek HaYeshivas, they go very deep into it. So they talk a lot about this Taisvus. But it says in Taisvus in Nida, talking about, we know that when it comes to Arayus, there's no mitzvah of Nida. There's no mitzvah of Yibum. So why don't we also be mafkia Nida from Yibum? So it says, Tosis to Leidomi, da chosish shah arayis. You can't compare a sunni to tichas chosish and other arayis. Why? Because by other arayis, so Isser oime da la yovim tfei mishar b'nei odom. The Isser is more on the yovim than it is to other people. But by Nida, she's usher to everybody. My relative, my sister, is only usher to me. But my relative, but Anida is usher to everybody. And since it's usher to everybody, so Mimela, you don't need you're not mafkia from Yibum. There is a mitzvah of Yibum even on a woman who's Anida. After she stops being Anida. But it's man in a field, if she's Anida, doesn't matter. There's still going to be a mitzvah of Yibum. Why is that? Because she's usher to everybody. My shenkin, a relative, is only usher to me. My high. Asma. And so we can explain as follows. That by erva, the cheftz of Isser is Bibiya Shabain Shtam when they're related. The Isser is that two people are related and not allowed to be together. Or she's an Ashish and he's not her husband. See, so the Isser is between the two of them. And therefore there's only an Isser if they're related. If there's She'erus, or she's an Ashish, she's also Asir. The Isser is between them. It has to be between them. And not l'chol o'ilam. Ve'al zeh she'ne'emar she'kesher yibum shum bein zeh lazeh lo chayil b'cheftza isur zeh b'zeh ma'ashen kein ni. So this kesher yibum, the kesher yibum is in between the two of them. And if there's an erva, there's an isur in between the two of them. You can have a mitzvah of Yibum if there's an Isser of Erva, because the Isser of Erva is in between the two of them, And the mitzvah of Yibum is in between the two of them, therefore the mitzvah of Yibum is not chal. Mashen came benido, that we see from the Yerushalmi, the Chefza of Isser is the Isha. Ve'ein ze inyan the kesher ayibum shu kesher shebein ze laze. Ve'al ze lo nemar klal ba'arayis she iser erva mafkiyas din ayibum shebeinem. So that was the Yerushalmi and the Havamina had that the iser nida was just on the woman herself. Nehechi takes it that she's a surah. In other words, she's a chefza di surah for the man to be with her. But who says she's not allowed to be with the man? So therefore the iser is not in between them. So since by nida the iser is not in between them, so not only maybe, but since the Isser is not in between them, this is still going to be a mitzvah of Yibum. There's only no mitzvah of Yibum if the Isser is between them. But by neither, like we see in the Havamina of the Yerushalmi, the Isser is not between them. The Isser is just, she's a chefzat Isser, that the man's not allowed to be with her. But it's not that they're not allowed to be, there's a maisa Isser to be with the neither. But it's not that there's an Isser between them. Since there's not an Isser between them, the male is the mitzvah of Yibum. So here there's no klal by Anida that the Isser Erev is mafkia the din Yibum Shebeinam. Just the Yerushalmi, it concludes, Shele'inyan Nishgav, Eino Taloi B'Dover Ha'aser, Ela B'Shem Ha'Biyah. By the Nishkov, it doesn't depend on. That's the conclusion of the Yerushalmi. It's not totally the Dover Aser, but rather in the Shem Bia. And really, it is a Maisa Meshutif. However, it's important. That klape yisoida iser lo hadrina may have in the Yerushalmi. By yisoida iser, we don't come. In other words, enachinami it is an iser that's between them. However, the root of this iser between them, the yisoida iser, we stay with the Yerushalmi. That there is something still different. Enachinami, we don't need a special limit for the woman, because it still is a ma'aseh meshutif, but it's rooted in the fact that there's an Isser Maisa with the Nida. That's where it comes from. That's the Yesoda Isser. And from that Yesoda Isser stems now that they're not allowed to be together. However, the Yerushalmi sticks with that with the Havamina of the Yerushalmi remains. And therefore, be Yesoda Dvarim, the Isser Nida is not an Isser Shebeinayim. And Memela is still going to be a mitzvah Yibum. It's not mafkia the mitzvah Yibum. Because Biseldo, it's not an Isser Shebeinayim. It's an Isser. She's a chepzid Isser. You're not allowed to be with Anita. But since Biseldo, Deborah, it's not an Isser Shebeinayim, so Memela, there's still going to be a mitzvah Yibum. So it could be that that's the Anita of Tosfos. Just since she's a woman. And when you have Bia with a woman, it's considered a Maisa Meshutif. So from that Isser on her comes that there's an Isser of a Maisa Meshutif between a man and a woman. And a male, you don't need a special lima for the woman. But again, B'Yisod HaDavar, it's only on the woman, and therefore it's not Beinayim, so there's not Manam of Kiyah, the Yibum. So what we learn now is Mamish Givaldik. And with this, we want to be Meyashev. El Eishes HaMischo Loisitein Shchoftuch HaLezorah. Now, what do we say? We said that this is an Isser only on the man. And where do you have the Isser on the woman from? From Loisinof. So here we have in the Pasuk, it doesn't say Shchiva, it doesn't say Kreva. Now we see in the Yerushalmi, you need something. You need at least that it should be called Shchiva or Kreva. But here it's called neither. So if it was Shchiva or Kreva, it would be the two of them together, but here it's not. So Norvas, Elamai, Mayesh, Maken Yeshkan, Mashaken Yeshkan, Zeshe, it goes on the husband. It's a Maisa Neged HaBaal, the husband's not allowed to do it. And it's not a nice maisa be a meshutif. Rather, mitzad maisa ish, the ishes amisoi. It's an iser on the man with his friend's wife. I said before it has to say shchiva or kriva. It has to say share basar or kriva. But here it says neither. So therefore, it's an iser on the man, not on the woman. So since you don't have any kamashma on the pasuk, it doesn't say tikravu, so the woman's not included. So it's only an iser on the man. And the boil. So the woman is included in the lav, like the Rambam says. Ah, but where is the woman included? In the lois sinof, which an iser bia. Ah. If it's an iser bia, if it's an iser bia, there, it's going to be on the man and the woman together. That's what the cinema says. Elisha, Aisha San Bishol, Sitin Shabdu Lazara. You shouldn't give her your seed, your friend's wife. So that's only an iser on the man. And it doesn't go on both because it's not an iser bia, it's an iser on the man to be with the woman. Everyone would say kriva, so then we're talking about the two of them together. If it's share basar, it's two of them together. But here it says neither. So Mamela, what is it? It's just an iser on the man. Mashekein lo sinaf is bia, and bia is man and a woman together. And therefore, even after it says lo sinaf, we don't say that there's also the woman is included in the lav of Elisha, because that's Elisha's an iser on the man, not on the woman. Whereas Losinov is only is on both of them. That's the Iser Bia. One of the Achronim had asked, if you want to add on Lavin, so why don't you say twice in the Lashon of Losinov? Why do you have to say different Lashon? The answer is because it's different Lashon. It's on different things. Elisha Mischa is only saying is only talking about the man. It's only an iser on the man. Losinov is on the woman. We only want to have one iser on the woman. It's losinov tries to be two iser on the woman. Hakopanim, that's the iser at dvarim, that the bia is between. And when it comes to man and a woman, it's an iser of bia between them. By zachar, it's each independently. That's why it's a special limit for the nishka by zachar. Chulei v'chulei, kavi iser at dvarim shereinu. Ayalanu perish niflo v'yirushalmi, and we still have asach v'asuredin. As in mekesh mechem morai v'rabotai. להישאר עמנו ונראה המשך נפלאות רבות ועצומות וגדלות מתורת השם. הדברים יאירו בעזרת השם באור יקרות. תודה רבה רבה שהאזנתם. בלי נדר נמשיך.